let's dive into the N times M integration problem that MCP aims to address. It's a classic issue in software development, where you have multiple systems N that need to integrate with multiple other systems M. This creates a complex web of point-to-point integrations, each with its own unique requirements.
Absolutely, Alex. I've seen this problem firsthand in several projects. Each integration often requires a custom solution, leading to a maintenance nightmare as the number of systems grows. It's not just about writing the initial code. It's the ongoing updates and compatibility checks that drain resources.
Exactly, Jamie. And this complexity can stifle innovation because teams spend so much time keeping existing systems talking to each other instead of building new features. Why do you think this problem is so significant in today's tech landscape?
Well, the pace of tech evolution means companies are adopting new tools and platforms rapidly. Without a robust integration strategy, you're constantly playing catch-up, which is why a solution like MCP can be a game-changer. It abstracts a lot of the complexities by providing a more uniform way to handle these integrations.
MCP essentially creates a standardized protocol to streamline these integrations, reducing the need for custom solutions for each pair of systems. It's about creating a scalable solution to a traditionally unscalable problem. Have you implemented anything similar in your projects?
Yes, we've tried a few approaches. One successful strategy involved creating a middleware layer to handle data transformations and communications, much like what MCP does. It reduced the integration overhead significantly, allowing us to focus more on product development rather than firefighting integration issues.
Let's talk about how the LSP, or Language Server Protocol, has influenced MCP's design. It's fascinating to see how MCP borrowed from LSP's approach to solving integration challenges. What are your thoughts on this, Jamie?
It's a smart move, Alex. LSP has set a standard for decoupling language support from the core application, allowing tools to communicate seamlessly. By adopting a similar model, MCP enhances interoperability between different systems without needing a complete overhaul of each component.
Exactly. And this interoperability is crucial for improving developer productivity. By providing a consistent protocol for communication, MCP reduces the need for developers to reinvent the wheel for each new integration. Have you implemented any projects where you noticed such benefits?
Definitely. In one of our projects, we used LSP to unify how our tools interacted with various code editors. It was a game changer in terms of reducing setup times and ensuring that each integration behaved predictably, which I imagine MCP aims to replicate on a broader scale.
Right. And MCP leverages these successes while addressing some of LSP's challenges, like managing state across multiple integrations. However, there are potential pitfalls, especially if developers assume that MCP can handle everything out of the box. What challenges do you foresee?
One challenge could be over-reliance on MCP's abstractions, leading to oversights and custom needs or edge cases that aren't directly supported. It's crucial for developers to understand the scope of what MCP can do. Just like with LSP, where not all language features are universally supported.
That's an excellent point. It highlights the importance of understanding the tools we use. With LSP's lineage, MCP also inherits a structured approach to protocol design, which can streamline complex integrations, but requires careful implementation. How have you approached this in your work?
We often start by identifying the core interactions needed across systems and map these to MCP's capabilities. It's similar to how we approached LSP integration, ensuring we aren't trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. This planning phase is critical to avoid running into issues later.
Indeed, foresight in architecture and planning can save a lot of headaches. By using LSP as a blueprint, MCP can offer a robust framework for integration while allowing room for customization. Any final thoughts on how this influences developer workflows?
Ultimately, tools like MCP, inspired by LSP, help reduce friction in integration processes. They allow developers to focus on building unique features rather than dealing with integration headaches, which is a massive productivity boost. But as always, understanding the limitations is key to leveraging these tools effectively.
Now let's explore the choice of JSON RPC as the wire format for MCP. JSON RPC is a well-established protocol known for its lightweight nature, making it an interesting choice for developers. What are your thoughts on this decision, Jamie?
I think it's a fantastic choice, Alex. JSON RPC's lightweight nature means it's less taxing on network resources, which is crucial when dealing with multiple integrations. It also integrates seamlessly with existing systems, which is a big win for teams that don't want to overhaul their infrastructure.
Exactly. JSON RPC's simplicity and ease of integration help reduce the complexity that comes with managing various system communications. But let's dive a bit deeper into how this impacts performance and debugging. Have you found any challenges when implementing JSON RPC in your projects?
Performance-wise, it's generally efficient, but debugging can sometimes be a challenge due to its minimalistic structure. It doesn't have as much built-in error handling as some other protocols, so developers need to implement additional logging to track down issues effectively.
That's a good point. While JSON RPC offers simplicity, the trade-off is that developers must be proactive in their debugging approach. However, its usability is quite advantageous for developers familiar with JSON structures. How does this affect developer productivity from your experience?
Overall, the familiarity of JSON as a data format makes JSON RPC very approachable. Most developers are comfortable with JSON, which lowers the learning curve. This allows teams to get up and running quickly, focusing more on the integration logic rather than the intricacies of the protocol itself.
Now that we've explored the strengths of MCP, let's take a candid look at its limitations. It's important for developers to understand what MCP deliberately does not address. Jamie, could you share your thoughts on this?
Sure, Alex. One key limitation is that MCP doesn't handle all edge cases natively. While it provides a robust framework for standard integrations, some specialized or niche scenarios might require custom solutions.
That's a crucial point. Custom solutions often mean more development work, which could offset the efficiencies MCP aims to provide. In your experience, how do developers typically work around these limitations?
In practice, many teams build auxiliary tools or scripts that complement MCP. For instance, when handling specific data transformations that MCP can't address out of the box, these custom solutions fill the gaps effectively.
It's interesting how complementary tools play a role here. Are there particular scenarios where developers should consider alternatives instead of relying solely on MCP?
Absolutely. In cases where ultra-low latency is crucial, or where proprietary systems don't mesh well with standardized protocols, alternatives might be necessary. MCP's generalized approach might not always align with the unique demands of every project.
That's a great insight, Jamie. Understanding these limitations helps developers use MCP more effectively, integrating it into a broader ecosystem of tools. Would you say that this understanding changes how developers approach integration challenges?
Definitely. Developers who grasp MCP's boundaries can strategically leverage its strengths while planning for its shortcomings. It leads to a more nuanced integration strategy, ultimately resulting in better managed systems.
As we wrap up this episode, it's clear that MCP addresses a significant challenge in the technical landscape, the N times M integration problem. By leveraging the principles from LSP, MCP offers a streamlined protocol that enhances interoperability and productivity for developers.
Absolutely, Alex. And from a practical standpoint, using JSON RPC as the wire format further simplifies integration efforts. Its lightweight nature and familiarity make it a seamless choice for many developers, minimizing the barriers to adoption.
Indeed. But it's crucial for developers to remember the limitations of MCP. While it provides a robust framework for standard integrations, not every edge case is covered. Understanding these boundaries is vital for crafting effective integration strategies.
That's right. By being aware of these limitations, developers can better plan their projects, utilizing complementary tools where necessary. Ultimately, tools like MCP empower teams to focus on innovation rather than being bogged down by integration woes.
Well said, Jamie. As we move forward in this evolving tech landscape, it's important to approach integration challenges with a critical mind. I hope our discussion today has provided valuable insights for our listeners to consider in their projects.